The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 88. I am no stranger to the kissing of women. I would not consider myself a Casanova by any stretch of the imagination, but I have had my moments. I have known the charms of some rather spectacular ladies in my day, but I have never felt as I felt the moment that I successfully kissed Corinne for the first time. Now, some of that was no doubt the romance of the moment, I suppose. I mean, here we were in a strange country, out in the middle of nowhere, drenched from the rainstorm, a beautiful rainbow overhead, perched atop a low wall, watching the water flow through the ruins of a lost city. Heady stuff, really. It was a lovely kiss, though. Of course, the other members of our respective parties were not as taken up in our romantic reverie. They were very much disturbed by the fact that all our gear, or almost all, had been washed away or fairly profoundly soaked. Only a handful of things had been saved. The girls, being much better equipped than ourselves, had lost a tremendous amount of kit. Corinne, Audrey, and I had managed to save a tent, and Jocelyn and Hobie had held on to a backpack, but it contained only some reading material. All their provisions were gone. Our party had been more or less running on empty when we reached the Lost City, and my own personal supply of sesame snaps was, as I said earlier, now gone, and so we were now all without food. I can't remember who suggested it first, but somehow the idea was floated of perhaps killing something. Corinne still had her pistol, after all, and the jungle surrounding the ruins was filled with a variety of fauna, and so hunting, for some means of sustenance, seemed a viable plan. As the others attempted to salvage whatever else they could find of the sodden gear, Corinne and I set off into the jungle in the hopes of bagging a lunch. Now, because we had so recently discovered the pleasures of each other's mouths, we were, perhaps, not so focused on our hunting chores as we might otherwise have been. As we made our way through the dense bush, we took frequent breaks to refresh our memories as to the taste of our newfound love. It was during one of these mini trysts that some representatives of the local fauna managed to come up upon us in a rather startling fashion. It was at this moment that I realized, maybe for the first time, that I have a tendency to close my eyes whilst kissing. This is a perfectly acceptable practice in the boudoir or perched on a love seat in some suburban living room, but one fraught with some peril when practiced in the depths of a strange and sometimes hostile jungle.